This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Rob Vaughn joins me live in studio. He is the president at the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities, online at vfh.org, and dealing with some budget issues of your own. We'll talk a little bit here about the state budget. When did you first realize, Rob, that there were some serious issues? I mean, did you get a phone call or an email? The House of Delegates zeroed out all state funding in their proposed budget for the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. Is that right?
I was stunned. I think we were shocked, all of us. We've certainly had experience with budget cuts because over the last 18 months, 24 months, there have been some fairly serious reductions in funding for across the state, frankly, and in state budgets. To have another proposed cut, $290,000 effective this coming July, was not a surprise. The amount may have been a little bit larger than we would have anticipated, but then to be eliminated in the House side effective July 1 of 2011, so it's a year away, that was stunning and shocking. The Senate has held us harmless in that second year, and so we're hopeful that the conferees will see the light in our favor.
Yeah.
But it's all part of a huge $4.3 billion budget shortfall.
And it's just some folks in the House, this is how they figured out to balance the budget, was to give $0 to the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities in Charlottesville.
Not that that's ever going to come close to balancing the budget.
Yeah.
But the truth is that I don't know that we were singled out. We get caught up in a whole group of other kinds of centers and institutes and projects around the state. Certainly the Virginia Commission for the Arts is one of those. But other things, even here in Charlottesville, the Center for Politics, Larry Sabato's organization, places that that are connected with every university in the state have been sort of swept out of the budget on the House side.
Amazing.
The Senate saw things differently. They have higher revenue figures, almost $200 million than the House has. And as a consequence, they didn't make quite such severe cuts, and they chose other places.
We're talking with Rob Vaughn. He is the president of the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. You can learn more online at vfh.org. So you mentioned the conferees. What is the process right now, and where are we with the process?
Okay, the process, going back a week, each appropriations committee, finance committee, recommend their budgets to their houses. It's the appropriations in the House, finance in the Senate. The two houses vote, and there's some discussion, but you can imagine at that point they're looking at billions of dollars and hundreds of thousands of organizations and institutions, so they don't go into all the detail. They voted to accept the budget as recommended by the House Appropriations Committee. And then beginning over the weekend and certainly by Monday, Tuesday, the conference committees meet, and they are charged with reconciling. The conference committees consist of 13 people this year. Seven in one house, six in the other.
So it'll be ultimately up to 13 people whether the foundation gets their funding or not.
It's up to 13 people.
How much money are we talking about?
Well, let me go back to before all the budget cuts started coming about. A couple of years ago, we received $2 million from the state. And we are now down to about 1.55, 1.5. And then you take another 300 out, and we're down to a little less than 1.2 million. And then the House eliminated that in the next year.
So you're already down to almost 50% of what you were before.
We're down. No, it's more like 25% has been cut. And it will be down about a third by July 1.
And, of course, you get private investment as well. What percent? It's about 40% of your full budget?
If you go back 2 years, the state was about 40%. Now it's about a third. It'll drop to about a quarter. And then if the House prevails, it will drop to zero.
Amazing.
So it's a significant amount of money.
Yeah, yeah,
and
absolutely.
It becomes a baseline for pretty much everything we do. People have started saying to me, well, what programs are affected? Well, it's not that simple. It's across the board. Everything that we do has some state baseline funding in it.
We're talking with Rob Vaughn of the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. Remind us, and take as much time as you need, remind us, what is the Virginia Foundation of the Humanities, and why, up until now, has the House of Delegates and this state, why have we as a community agreed that this is something that we should fund? This is important for Virginia.
Good question. It's been funded since 1980. and continuously been supported by every General Assembly and every governor up until this time. We've never had this kind of recession before. We've certainly had budget cuts in the past that have affected us on a couple of occasions in particular. And this time it's more severe, the recession itself, and the cuts are more severe. What is the Virginia Foundation? We are an educational resource center. We are involved in extensive programming that is public for the people of Virginia and that runs the gamut from African-American heritage activities, which has been one of our largest interests over the years, Virginia Indian programming. We are the only organization ever, in fact, to have worked systematically with the eight Virginia tribes in the state and to have come to agreement on what needs to be done and how it can be done and have worked collaboratively there. The Virginia Folklife Program, we're extensively interested in traditional cultures in Virginia, and that's everything from music and story to craft, to cooking, to draft horse farming, and it's a wide, wide range. So our purpose is to help people understand what the past has contributed and how it's influenced the present to address contemporary issues. Budgets may be one of those. and try to solve problems and help people come to those. And the intention is to create a future that we can share that is promising and beneficial to all of us. And we think we can do that by looking at the role that history, archaeology, law, literature, language play in the development of our society, our culture, our education, and so on. So at base, we're an educational organization.
Yeah.
We do a lot with teachers. We do a lot with students. We do a lot of things that work through education to contribute to the economic well-being, the tourism, and the future of the Commonwealth.
We're talking with Rob Vaughn. He is president of the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities online at vfh.org. Here we are on the eve of the 2010 Virginia Book Festival, which, if folks don't know, that is also a project of the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities.
That's certainly our largest and most successful project in Central Virginia. But one of the unique features of the book festival is that it is the largest educational book event east of the Mississippi. There are some book fairs in New York City, for example, but they don't have the educational emphasis. They don't have the number of writers and participants. We attract people not just from here. We have an attendance that runs about 24,000-25,000 every year at all across the programs. And we have people from 38 to 40 states and from eight or so foreign countries every year. It's a huge tourism event. And not only is its primary purpose education, secondarily, it has a tremendous impact on the tourism in this community and on economic activities here with restaurants, bookstores, other kinds of shops, hotels, motels.
Yeah, of course.
And so on. Interestingly, that you bring it up, I mean, it's clear it's upon us right now.
Yeah.
But two of the first responses that I heard to the email that we sent out, all broadcasted widely, were immediately from Charlottesville, from economic development in the city, and from the Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Tourism Bureau. And both of those groups responded instantly to the impact that the book festival has on the economy of this region of Virginia. They picked it up just like that.
Yeah. The business community understands the work that you do is not just about good scholarship and history and this contribution to the culture of the Commonwealth, but also this is good business. I mean, this is a smart investment.
It is very good business. And the city and county have helped support it over time as well.
Yeah.
Along with the business community. It's an extraordinary event because it's actually pretty cheap to run. The writers contribute their time, and we have several hundred volunteers, some of whom work year-round, who contribute their time to making this work. And then there's that huge community of really any place in this Charlottesville, Albemarle, and even beyond, more central Virginia, that donates space. We sort of use everything that where two or three or more can gather together during the festival.
Put some authors in there and talk books,
The university has been a major contributor as well. So it is underwritten by this community.
Yeah.
But it also is underwritten in part by state funds and by private sources, private donations and contributions, which are not nearly enough, quite frankly.
The Virginia Foundation for the Humanities is also one of my favorite radio programs, with good reason, with Sarah McConnell, formerly of WINA, which is heard all over the state. Folks may not know that Sarah works at the foundation.
She does, and the program is ours, and Sarah is extraordinary, as everybody knows. She was while she was here, and she's been extraordinary there as well. We have a huge listening audience in the millions, and it is a state program. On the other hand, occasionally it gets picked up. Actually, at this point, all of the With Good Reason programs are broadcast on Alaska Public Radio, which I find just absolutely fascinating. But yeah. In other places, other parts of the country as well.
Yeah.
So it, again, is something that sells Virginia, promotes Virginia, brings people to Virginia. And our newest radio program, Backstory, is now heard in 35 states and the District of Columbia.
That's fantastic.
That's created to be a national program.
Yeah, that is fantastic.
Again, back to Virginia is promoting itself. Our scholars, our teachers are involved and recognized nationwide. People come to Virginia as a consequence of pretty much everything that the foundation does.
We're talking with Rob Vaughn. He is the president of Virginia Foundation for the Humanities. To the extent that you can, I know you've gotten very familiar with Interstate 64 recently, probably going down to meet with folks in Richmond and sit down and look people in the eye and say, please help us. I mean, we are doing some terrific work here at the foundation that is going out around the world. And it's so important to Virginia. And what's it look like? I mean, what is I hope you're getting some good news.
We get some good news, yes. I was there all day yesterday, for example. Actually got back about midnight last night.
Oh, gosh.
And it was a long day. I've been familiar with 64 for many years because we're always there. This year is more of a crisis situation, and there's more urgency about it. There are certainly large numbers of people in the General Assembly, large numbers of delegates and senators who support what we do. There's no question about that. In fact, as I actually brought, I just got it's actually a news from a newspaper in another part of the state. This is from a senator who's saying that the Senate budget has maintained the foundation, cutting off all funding to this valuable piece of Virginia life is unacceptable, he writes in the article. Exposure to culture and imagination, I like that, and imagination, the creativity is key to inspiring growth and innovation, not just in social and academic circles, but in the business world as well. So I hear that. There are certainly many people who recognize it. And I don't think that there's anyone who would say that what we do is not valuable. It's just a relative priorities here. What do we do when we try to find $4 billion? We've had wonderful success with people who've been involved with us over the years. Cinder Stanton, who's just here. Brian, who was here just before that,
have been
great supporters of the foundation. And Book Festival in one case, the work out at Monticello and with
museums.
We had
Ted Delaney of Washington Lee in here just a few weeks ago, who's living in town, working at the foundation.
Working at the foundation for this year, yeah. A wonderful historian from Rockbridge County himself and now is the chair of the history department at Washington and Lee University. So the support is there. It's just a matter of whether they can juggle things within that budget to make it possible to fund us with new sources of revenue, and there are some of those, and perhaps cut somebody else less severely.
Yeah,
I think it's really problematic. Cuts are almost inevitable in downturns. It's problematic to eliminate something because it's almost impossible to recover from that. We will be fine. We will prevail. We certainly will survive in the short term. And over time, I expect that we can find other sources, new sources of funding. We have as I said, the largest the state has ever been is 40%. It's 25% or so now. There are lots of private sources. There are lots of federal sources.
Well, I was going to say, this is a good opportunity for anyone listening, to the extent that you can, to support the work of the foundation. And that's very easy to do. I mean, just give a call to your office and
Make a donation.
It's just one of the I have to say, I'm a terrific admirer of your leadership and the work that you and this team does, of all of these people who plug in different ways with their talents and their imagination to make things happen at the foundation. It's so incredibly impressive, and even more so, it's so incredibly important to the health of the Commonwealth.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. I certainly believe that, obviously. I wouldn't be there otherwise. And everybody who works for us feels very much the same kind of way. We are, and I don't know that people know this, there is no other book festival like this in the country. There is no other humanities organization that produces radio as we do. There is no other Virginia, no other state folk life program that does the kind of work that's done here. There are other state, like state folk life programs. There are no other African American and Virginia and Indian programs that are done elsewhere. So we're a unique organization, and we have national models, and people recognize them and they pick them up and replicate them elsewhere.
Well, we will certainly be thinking about you and sending good thoughts your way, and we hope it works out.
Please write your General Assembly representatives.
Yeah, let them know.
Today, actually, because this is going to be over by March 13.
Well, send them an email. You can send your email to whoever represents you in the General Assembly, and please send it soon to return support and funding for the important work at the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities here in Charlottesville. It's online at vfh.org. Rob Vaughn is the president at the foundation. Rob, thank you so much for being here.
It's a great pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.